Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
You need to make an effort. You need to depend on the Holy Spirit. You need to really say, God, I'm going to run this race. I'm going to get into the winning line. I will see the fruit in my life. Amen. Don't be complacent. Don't be laid back. Don't be quesala sela. Whatever will be, will be. You cannot have that attitude. Is that right? Quesala. Quesara. 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 No, not whatever will be, will be. You take action. You live for the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Now, you need to understand that if you look at the Bible, God wants to be, want to fill the earth. So we should not have only the attitude that we're going to build a very nice community in Seattle, nice social club around here, get together. I know that it's quite difficult to be a social club here, because we are full of international people. I believe that this is one of the most difficult churches to build, because people tend to want to be around their own kind. You know what I mean? Like maybe Hong Kong people like to be with Hong Kong people, or Japanese want to be with Japanese. Yuppie people like to be with yuppie people. You know yuppie mean. So it's very difficult to mix people together in the same church. And this is one of the most difficult church. Last Sunday, I have to admit that I really was concerned, but my concern was correct. I saw one lady sitting in the back there in that row, and she was sitting with one little boy. He is about maybe 40 years old, African-American lady. She was sitting there by herself. No friend in the church. No one looks like her. Everyone else looked different from her. I went to talk to her, tried to introduce people to her. I tried to make sure that she feel comfortable and feel accepted here. And then I have to run there to eat lunch quickly to come out to run the service. And my concern was right. She told me she's going to stay for second service. When I came out, she was gone. Because no one looked like me. I'm lonely. No one talked to me. After a while, you know, people just, maybe I should go home. So this is, that's why in our church, if we want to get soul in, we need to really work harder than normal, because we are so international here. You know, we are not like a typical racial, one racial group here, yuppie yuppie, all the same age, or baby boomer, or all, you know, we are so mixed here. All kinds, some people talk language you never understand. One corner talk something. Another corner talk, ni hao, and xie xie. Another corner talk, Southern American accent, whatever. You know, it's very uncomfortable. So that's why I want to encourage all of you to really represent Jesus in the church and reach out to people. Amen. Amen. Because we want to fill the earth. We want to reach out to all kind of people. I know we need to work harder than normal in this type of church. But it's a blessing, because this is a training ground for all of you. Amen. God wants us to fill the earth. So don't just think about only Seattle. Next coming few days, we're going to have guests from Thailand. We're going to have guests from Tokyo. We're going to have guests from Texas, Mexican. You're going to have guests from Philippines. I mean, they are Filipino from Phoenix. So we need to have a global mindset. Amen. Amen. We cannot just think about me, this church. But we need to have a global mindset. Can you imagine if we show love to that pastor? I sent email to some of you. What is his name again? Masako. Pastor Good something. Huh? Kurosawa. If Pastor Kurosawa show up here and you just love him, you just welcome him to the point that he feel that this is part of my family. And then the Lord touch him in revival. Touch him. You all help me. You know, this is one of the teaching that I taught in Bangkok the first few time I went there. I say like this to the whole church. I say, you know, it's like almost like pouring the water out of the glass. If I myself pour water out, I make it only a splash a little bit. Because I have a bucket, for example. I have one bucket of water. I pour out into the room. So it's a little bit of splash. But can you imagine if every one of you pour your water out at the same time? What happened? The whole room will be wet. That's why revival is so strong in Bangkok, because I taught them this from the first, I think the second time I went there. I say, help me. They ask me, what can I help you? I say like this, you help me to splash. So when I begin to move in the Holy Spirit, all of you don't sit like, yeah, again. They all, like this, they all start to hook up at the same time. They all hook up. Everyone sit there, hook up. And they all start to move themselves to in the Holy Spirit. I tell you, the Holy Spirit comes so strong in the meeting because everyone like hungry. Just pour the water out of them. And can you imagine in the camp, if the Holy Spirit start to move, and this pastor, who I don't think he even speak in tongue yet. If the Holy Spirit moves so strong, he get touched. And he became a part of our fellowship, church fellowship. We're going to open the door into Japan. Amen. Then we're going to go to the nation. This is, I tell you, this camp may open the door into world mission more.
Amen.
It's up to us. When I say us, mean you and me. Not only me. We need to work together as a team to reach out to the world. Amen. Do your best to welcome this man. Do your best to welcome people from Thailand. Do your best to help me to get the word rivers out of you. John chapter 7 says rivers. Amen. Come out of you. Like the Holy Spirit is like a river, so we all can do the same thing. River come out of us by being hungry, by being, you know, let's jump into the river together. Let's splash the water. You jump in and you swim, and then the water come up. And because the more you like this and you kick your foot, you know, the water just is all over the place. Is that right? That's what happened in Bangkok. The water is just all over the place. That's why the anointing was so strong in that meeting, because everyone was taught from the beginning that way. They all like this, splash water to one another. Actually, they take turn to catch. In Bangkok, it's amazing. When somebody fall, they get up, another person come catch, and then another person come catch, and sometimes the catcher will fall too. Because the Holy Spirit is so strong in the meeting, because everyone was pulling out the anointing together. Help the pastor, help me. Amen.
Amen.
So, I pray that God gonna touch this pastor. I pray the revival, God gonna open the door into Japan. This may change history of Japan, this camp. It may change. Amen. That God, Holy Spirit, going to go in, cast out all the demons out of Japan. It may be a historical camp of Seattle that will touch Japan. Touchdown. Amen. So don't take this lightly. This is important. This is life and death. This is about saving soul. This is about world mission. Amen. And you need to think this way. Don't just say, oh, this is a nice camp. We just hang out, talk. No, it's more than just hang out. It's more than that. It's about shaking the world together. Amen. I hope that one day we're going to have a lot of guests come from other countries. When our reputation go out, who knows? Maybe people from Germany, people from other parts of the world come and join our camp, and we're gonna have, you know, we're gonna impact the world together. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, all the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord. Everyone say, all the ends of the earth. And the Bible continued to say, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him, for dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nation. The Bible say in Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, and as the waters cover the sea. In Revelation chapter 7 verse 9, after I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation. Everyone say, every nation. Tribe. People. And language. Standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb, they were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. Wow. The whole world. Amen. We need to think globally, that if we're going to be fruitful, we don't think only about Seattle. Actually, right now, in fact, our account in heaven is not just only these 250 people here in this church. If you think about it, our account also in Phoenix, about 30 people. We also have account in Bangkok and Nakhon Pathom, another maybe 200 people. Amen. So don't think about you are here. We have this fellowship of people that we impact some way, somehow. Amen. And would it be nice if we have some impact on other nations too? And we go, well, we don't take ownership of anyone, but we have some impartation and use our life and our gift to go and bless them. I cannot wait until we have a church in Japan. I cannot wait until we have a church in Philippines. Amen. Amen. In also Taiwan. In many nations in the world. And some of you are going to have to fly there. Amen. Amen. And minister there. Teach them. Train them. You're going to have a lot of new believers in those churches. And you're going to be older believer than them. You're going to be older brothers and go and help them. You're going to have fun traveling to those nations. Maybe some of you need to learn languages and speak and go think globally, and God will take care of you personally. I believe if you think globally, think about reaching out to the world, God will take care of your personal issue on earth in your home now. But because you think about global. Amen. So I want to encourage you, be fruitful and fill the earth. Let's believe God together before this generation die. I know the next generation, Joseph and Joy and Eric, all these people are going to be better than us. That is our next generation. Or Suray and, you know, all these people are going to be better than us because they are second generation Christian. They're going to be more anointed, more on fire for God. But our generation before we die, let's touch many parts of the world together. Amen. I pray, you know, I understand that if by God's grace, Romero may go back to Mexico. And Romero already built a house there. And he told me that if it's God's will, who know, he go back and he start the church. Amen. Amen. So we're going to touch Mexico. Amen. And we want to see revival church in Mexico. Actually, revival church in Mexico is rare because mostly Catholics. Is that right? So you are a part of that ministry. Whatever money you give in, whatever time spent, prepare all these things that, you know, like Millard, prepare all this DVD, prepare all the announcement, whatever your time you put in, it will impact the world. Amen. Amen. The CD that we produced will impact the world one day. Amen. Amen. I take it seriously. I take it seriously to the point that I want to really polish my English so that the CD will come out better. The language. I know that I still speak some long accent, but I try my best. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for your encouragement. Amen. God, let's say at the same time, God is glorified when we are fruitful. John chapter 15 verse 8. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciple. Psalm chapter 67 verses 2 and 3. That your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the people praise you, O God. May all the people praise you. I have to admit that one of the happiest moments in my life is to see all the people stand up, raise hand, and praise God. Amen. When I look around and I see people praise God, I say, thank God that these people worship you and praise you. And that feeling usually even stronger when I went out to mission trip. When I see the people of another nationality stand up. When I, at that time, when we have had church in Tokyo, and when I was standing there and saw all these Japanese people raise hand and praise God, I was crying, God, thank you, Lord, that these people worship you. They don't worship other things, they worship Jesus. What a blessing. How many people feel that way, that you see, when you see people praise God, you feel so good. You say, God, you deserve that. You're so good, you deserve the raising hand and the songs come out from the mouth of people. Amen. That's wonderful to be in the worship team, to see people worship God. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants multitudes of people to come to know Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I try to finish by 9 o'clock. So I want to tell you that it's God's will for all of us to be fruitful. And God wants to bless us. It's not God's will for us to live in a curse. He wants to bless us so that we can be a blessing to the nations. God wants to bless you and anoint you, not for yourself. Amen. God wants to bless you and anoint you so that you can be a tunnel of blessing to touch other life. The money that comes to you, the anointing that comes to you, the wisdom that comes to you is not just for you. It's for other people. Amen. A few days ago, I was just thinking about, wow, this is my own, you know, imagination. Oh, if we can go buy a bigger building, right away I was thinking, oh, God, you know, give me more business so I can make more money to pay for that building. You know what I mean? It's not about getting money for yourself, but your money to go and build the kingdom of God. It's not just about number in the bank, but it's about building the kingdom. I want God to bless me so I can bless the nation. I can bless the kingdom. In fact, I plan to save money about $50,000. I tell you, I don't know, I tell you yet. I plan to save $50,000 to buy a land for my dad in Bangkok. And that land worth about $100,000. But he want to sell me only 50,000. And then after the church is ready, I will transfer that land to the church. And then my dad say he has another 5 or 6 lands in Bangkok. He's going to sell all of them. And he told me this, I will give all the money to our church. Amen. Millions of baht. He's going to give it all, he said. I want to have rewards in heaven. I will not even give to my sons. It's going to give to the church. I don't mind. I say, go for it, Dad. It's your reward in heaven. I don't need money from you. Go for it. So Pastor Noom know about this. He is so happy. He's mine. Hallelujah. I want to invest. I want to be a part of building that building in Bangkok that one day many hundred people come in and get saved, get set free. Part of my money is there. Thank God. I'm excited. Hallelujah. The same thing. You know, one day if we have a bigger building, we have to go and buy a bigger. You need to think this way. Hey, I want to be a part of that. That one day in that building, people get saved. People get set free. I'm so excited. I am part of that. I'm going to get rewards in heaven. Yes. Amen. So if you go and just put money in the stock market, it's just in the stock market. But if you put money in the church, it will produce more. Amen. Amen. Multiply and fill the earth. Amen. So, because you have the right heart, because you have the kingdom mentality, you don't have, we call, what is in English? You don't have the empire mentality. Empire mentality, I'm going to build my own empire. But you want to build the kingdom of God. You want to obey God. You want to live for God. You know what happened? There is no way that God will not bless you. God will bless you. God will pour the blessing upon you so that you can fulfill your desire of wanting to build His kingdom on earth. And this is what the Bible promised about blessing, to be fruitful. Number one, He wants to give you fruitfulness in your family, reproduction. Genesis chapter 26 verse 12, Isaac planted crops in that land and the same year reaped 100-fold. Amen. Because the Lord blessed him. I want to tell you, if no one likes me, it's okay. If no one is not happy with me, it's okay, as long as God is happy with me. You know why I think that way? If God like me, if God love me, if God happy with me, He will bless me. And I know that blessings come from God. Repeat one more time. Blessing doesn't happen by accident. Amen. Blessing comes from the hand of God. Yes. Amen. Amen. And God will bless you when you make Him happy. Yes. When you live your life for Him like Isaac. Read this carefully. Because he is smart? No. Because he's handsome? No. Because he has PhD? No. Because he is tall, good looking? No. Because the Lord blessed him. So, one person in the world that I don't want him to be upset with me is God. I fear God so much. I want to please God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength. I want God to smile at me all the time. And I know that when you do that, sometimes you pay the price because it makes some people unhappy with you. I remember when I was in Bangkok, I was laying hand on people for hours and hours and keep laying hand on. And I know I was criticized. This guy's crazy. This guy's too much, too fanatic about the Holy Spirit. But you know, Holy Spirit speak to me. Mom, I'm so happy with you. Because you know what? God said like this to me. Mom, 2,000 years ago, Jesus did the same thing. Jesus was walking, laying hand on people, grabbed the kids and pray for the sick and pray and cast out demons. He spent time praying for people, spent time minister to people. He did not just preach and go into the room and disappear. You are doing what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago. I am happy with you. And it doesn't matter what other people talk about me. It doesn't matter what other people are mad at me. I'm doing what God wants me to do. And He's happy with me. Amen. I want God to smile at me. Because He is the person who will bless me. Not that I want blessing. Don't take me wrong. The blessing is just a bonus. But the whole point is that I want God to be happy with me. Look at Deuteronomy 28 verse 11. Your human boss will grant you abundant prosperity. Your dad will open the bank account for you. Is that right? No. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, the crops of your ground, in the land He swore to your forefathers to give you. The Lord will bless the baby, the business, everything. Because you love God. You know, today I was spending time with a little bit with James Fisher, and I look at him and I say, God really, really bless Phil and Jamil and Mary Jo and Neil. This boy is a blessing. He is so friendly. He was sitting in the car watching Pastor Da putting lipstick on, and he was sitting there and looked. Pastor Da sitting in the front and was putting lipstick with the mirror in the, you know, the car, you can flip the mirror and put lipstick. And he was sitting there, ha, 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 ha. And he was laughing about that, Pastor Da putting lipstick on. And he was so happy. He didn't cry. He's not sick. God bless the baby of their womb. You see, Jonathan and Sarah, how God blessed them. Happy kids. Happy kids, happy parents. Is that right? Happy wife, happy life. Happy kids, happy parents. Amen. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 26 verse 4, the scientist will send you rain in its season. The professor at the Department of Science will yield its crop and the trees. Is that right? No. What? I will send you rain in its season. Today, I was shocked to have three patients from Tacoma. That is a miracle. There's no way that people would drive from Tacoma to see a doctor in Bellevue. Because they have a lot of neurosurgeons out there, and I ask you, why you come here? Oh, my lawyer want me to see you. My relative, you, only you. I said. He sent rain, he sent patient to me. I don't have to go after the patient. The patient go after me. The blessing will come after me. You know why? Because I live my life for the kingdom of God. I don't worry about my income. You understand? Not that I'm hungry for money. Don't tell me no. I just want to tell you that God just take care of you. Just God just bless you and take care of you. Look at the Bible say here. They sowed fields and planted vineyards in Psalm 107. And that yielded a fruitful harvest. Wow. God bless, huh? Look at this. So Revelation 22 verses 1 to 3. And you can bring that into the world now. You don't need to go to heaven to get this, okay? Look at this. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life. What is the river? What is the river? The Holy Spirit. Of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaf of the tree are for the healing of the nations. In other words, when you welcome the Holy Spirit, when you welcome the rivers of God, you are the tree. The water from the river of God splash on you, nurture you. What happened? Not only that, you will be strong spiritually, but you will produce fruit. You will be prosperous. Actually, I went to Bangkok last time. I use this because it's so clear over there. All of my members come and shake my hand and say, thank you, Pastor Varun. Thank you, Pastor Varun. I say, why? I tell you, since revival hit our church, my business got better. I got promotion. I got raised. I got raised every 6 months. One man going to give testimony here. His name is Vira. He said, I'm going to come give testimony in Seattle. How God blessed my business. Another man named Pla, he said that out of the blue, all the people look in the yellow pages and say, I want this man. And he didn't go after the customer anymore. A customer go after him. And he said, I can witness that revival or the rivers of God bring prosperity to the church. Amen. Clear. Fruitfulness. Yielding its fruit every month, and the leaf of the tree are for the healing of the nation. Eventually, not only you, because you have money, you have strength, you can start to bless and heal the nation. Start to go unto the nation. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God, you see, the revival, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit will cut the curse out of you. Get rid of the curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be the city, and His servant will serve Him. Amen. We should obey God, live our life for the kingdom of God, and we should welcome the river of God into the church. Amen. Don't be shy of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. I know that there are two kinds of thinking. One thinking is that don't offend unbeliever in the church. If you want to lay a hand on somebody to be filled with the Holy Spirit, speak in tongues, take them into another room. You can think that way. Or don't lay hand around people in the front because the non-believer will get upset with you. But I can think another way. I'm not ashamed of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let them see the power of God. Why I have to be ashamed of the power of God? In fact, if they join in and they become Christian, they're going to be a real Christian anyway by the power of God. Yeah. They're not just pew warmer. Let's get real with God. Why we have to be ashamed of the kingdom of God, ashamed of the power of God. Let's get real, become a real Book of Acts Christian. We don't have to hide. We don't need to put any color and be hypocrites around here. We just be real. This is God. God show up. God perform miracle. That's it. Did Jesus cast out demon in the cross room? No, He cast out demon in the synagogue. Jesus lay hand on people in the synagogue. He didn't put people in another room and, okay, could you wait there? I want to heal this person in this room. No, He showed the power of kingdom of God. The Bible says that when He cast out demon, the kingdom of God come into you. Amen. In other words, when signs and wonders happen, the kingdom of God show up. Amen. Is that right? Yes. Hallelujah. But let's join us in unity. Join with me and support me and say, Amen. I support the pastor. Because the unity is going to bring the blessing to the church. Right. If we still have some kind of disagreement in the church, then God cannot bless us. We need to come together and say, yes, this is the way. We're going to honor the Holy Spirit. We're going to honor the things of God in the church. Amen. We need to make that decision together. And believe me, God is going to move. God is going to bring in the soul in. We're going to see more soul come into the kingdom once we get into unity in the church here. Because if we bring too much here, too many here now, they're going to come in and hear different idea. And the sheep will be confused. But if we all in unity, God is going to bring in more souls.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Not only blessing, financial blessing, but also God will bless your womb. God will bless your children. The Bible says, God blessed Noah and his son, saying to them, be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth. Deuteronomy 28:4, the fruit of your womb will be blessed. How many people want your children to be blessed? Live your life for the kingdom. Obey God. Amen. God will bless your wife, your kids. Psalm 128:3, God wants to bless your wife. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your sons will be like olive shoots around your table. Is it great? Amen. I want God to bless my wife. Amen. So that she will be a fruitful vine. Hallelujah. So husband need to make a decision to live for the kingdom of God. Another thing that God will give you to so that you can be fruitful is to give you success. Look at what the Bible says. When Genesis 39:3, when his master, meaning the master of Joseph, saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did. Who gave Joseph success? What is the key that makes Joseph successful? What is the key? It's in the scripture there. Read again. What is the key? The presence of God. You remember Obed-Edom welcomed the presence of God, welcomed the Ark of the Covenant. The whole house was blessed for 3 months. You need to love the presence of God. You need to let God be with you, fill you up. Because you honor Him, you honor His presence, He honor you back. Joseph loved God so much. Joseph welcomed the presence of the Holy Spirit in his life. God was with him. That's why God made him succeed. Successful. Amen? Amen. that's the key word. God was with him. Deuteronomy 28 verse 13, the Lord will make you the head, not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I will give you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Joshua 1:8, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Amen. Obey God. You obey the word more than your own flesh. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If the Bible says, love your wife, love your wife. If the Bible says, be positive, be positive. The Bible says, be joyful, be joyful. Amen. Obey the Bible. Just make decision to obey the Bible. The Bible says, treat younger lady in the church as your sisters. Treat them as your sisters. Amen. Honor them. Look after them. Obey the Bible. Look at, not only God will bless you with success, God wants to give you extraordinary leftover wealth. Look at the Bible say, Genesis chapter 13 verse 2, Abraham had become very, everyone say very, wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. Look at Genesis chapter 26 verses 13 to 14. I'm almost done. I'm gonna finish here soon. The man became rich and his wealth continued to grow until he became very, everyone say very, wealthy. He had so many flocks and herds and servants that the Philistines envied him. The world will envy you because you live your life for the kingdom. You pay your tithe. You love God. You serve God in the church. And you obey His word. You love the Holy Spirit. Welcome His Holy Spirit. You study His word. Meditate on His word. And God will bless you. He will give you prosperity. In Genesis chapter 30, verses 41 to 43, the Bible talk about Jacob. In verse 43, the Bible talk about how God blessed him. In this way, the man grew exceedingly prosperous and came to own large flocks, and maid servants and men servants and camels and donkeys. God blessed this patriarch, the father of our faith, because they love God. They gave their life to God to be used by God. They live their life for the kingdom. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 12, the Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations what will borrow from none. Hallelujah. This is the blessing. God will give you abundant prosperity, surplus of prosperity. He will take care of your business. He will take care of your work if you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Look at what God blessed David. King David was called a man after God's own heart. I want to encourage all of you to be a man or a woman after God's own heart. You want to bless his heart. You want to live for the kingdom of God. And you will love revival, outpouring of the Holy Spirit. David say in the Bible that, don't take the Holy Spirit from me. He loved to be walking in the Spirit. He listened to God's voice all the time. Look at what the Bible say about him. He died at a good old age, having enjoyed long life, wealth, and honor. His son Solomon succeeded him as king. Amen. You should put your name in there. Put your name in. That you will die at a good old age. You will have enjoyed long life. And you will have wealth and honor. Amen. Look at Solomon. How God blessed Solomon. God loved to bless people. But you need to adjust your heart. You need to adjust your attitude. You need to make sure that you are a person
who a disciple who love God and live your life for the kingdom and want to be fruitful to bless others. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verses 11 to 12. God said to Solomon, since this is your heart's desire and you have not asked for wealth, riches or honor, nor for the death of your enemies, and since you have not asked for a long life, but for wisdom and knowledge to govern my people, over whom I have made you king, therefore wisdom and knowledge will be given you, and I will also give you wealth, riches and honor, such as no king who was before you ever had, and none after you will have. You see, the reason God blessed Solomon with wealth, riches, and honor, because he has the right heart. If we compare to today, you are serving God in the church, and you ask God for the anointing. You ask God for the wisdom to take care of his people in your care group, in your unit. You ask God for direction. You ask God for knowledge and understanding and giftings. So that you can bless his people, so that you can help the lost to be saved, so that you can help the young believers to grow, you can train disciples. I can guarantee from the word of God, if you live your life for his church, to build his people, not living your life for selfish ambition or selfish gain, God will not only give you the anointing and the wisdom and knowledge, but he will take care of your financial need. You see, the key is to live for the kingdom. And the kingdom is in God's people. So you live your life to bless God's people. Amen. Hallelujah. God will bless you. Not only to bless you with wealth, but he bless you with abundant life. Jesus said the thief did not come only to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Amen. But Jesus have come to give you life and give it abundantly. God want to give you life. God want to give you eternal life in heaven. Amen. The opposite to blessing is cursing. The Bible say many places about the curse of disobedience, the curse of rebellion, unfruitfulness, barrenness. If you become godless priest and prophet, God will judge you. Look at Jeremiah 23 verse 10. The land is full of adulterers. Because of the curse, the land lies parched, and the pastures in the desert are withered. The prophets follow an evil course and use their power unjustly. This is the outcome of living a life of selfishness and ungodliness. If you are leaders of the church and you live godless life or ungodly life, you will see curses and judgment of God. I pray that we all will choose obedience. We all will live for the kingdom. We want to be fruitful. We want to grow to become more like Christ. We want to see the kingdom of God expanded all over the world. The curse include unfruitfulness, barrenness, failure, poverty, death, sickness and disease. So we don't want those things. We want God to bless us. We want God to make us grow. Amen. Therefore, let us settle our heart today that we all will love the word, practice the word. We will all love the kingdom, have the kingdom mentality, live our life to build his church, bring the lost soul into the kingdom. Amen. We need to really pour out our life to serve the Lord and honor the Lord Jesus Christ and his spirit all the days of our life. I want to encourage you to make that decision and seal that decision by the blood of Jesus. And from today on, you will begin to see that the blessing of God will overtake you and it will give you the increase all the day of your life. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to be used by you. We want to grow. We want to be fruitful. We want to multiply, Father. You say in the Bible that it's your will for us to multiply, to be fruitful and fill the earth. Father, we want to give you all the glory and honor. Therefore, by your Holy Spirit, by the help of your hand, Lord, make us grow. We will use the gifts and the talents that you have given us for your glory and for your, the sake of your kingdom, Father. Lord, expand us. Increase our territory to reach out to many nations. Lord, that we will not just be in this city, but we will, Lord, bring the gospel and the love of Jesus to the nations. And you will give us the increased anointing and the wisdom to look after your people, Father. Lord, we bless you. And we, Lord, believe that your word never, never fall to the ground. You will do what you say. You will keep your promises, Lord. And we want to obey you all the days of our life, Lord. We bless you. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, Amen.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.